Right now, you may have heard about the Department of Natural Resources announcement last week that Wisconsin will be hosting the first elk hunt in the state's history this fall after 23 years of reintroduction efforts. Kevin Wallenfang is the deer and elk ecologist for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Judith.
So tell us a little bit of the history of elk in Wisconsin. What happened to that original Wisconsin elk population?
Well, we need to go back a long way to do that. Historically, about 50 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have records of having elk in them. So elk were very common here at one time. And like happened with so many things across our landscape, as European settlement came to Wisconsin, primarily loss of habitat, but also unregulated hunting, caused our elk population to disappear by the 1880s in our state. There were a few attempts over that time, primarily in the early 1900s, when lots of states were pulling elk out of the Yellowstone region to try to get elk back in their states. Wisconsin made that attempt, and it did not work. And then there was a resurrection of all this really from the grassroots level in the early 1990s, and that's when those elk from or in the Clam Lake area came out on the landscape. We were gifted 25 elk from the state of Michigan, and those were released in May of 1995 into Wisconsin.
And so those elk were brought to the Clam Lake area. For those not familiar with us, kind of place that for us on the Wisconsin map.
That is in the far northern part of the state. It's in Ashland County, so it's one of our far northern counties. And the Elk Range right now, for the most part, makes up pieces of Bayfield, Ashland, Sawyer, and Price County.
And it's, if I remember correctly, it's actually in or near the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest.
That's right. Most of the area that these animals spend time on is actually public land, and lots of folks go up there, you know, in the fall and throughout the year to look for elk and hear them bugling and things like that. So, you know, the benefits of having elk out there have been great.
I actually got to see them. I was up, I went up with Larry Mueller for a Bayfield and Bloom event, and on the way back home stopped and saw several pregnant cows, and it was a pretty amazing sight.
Yeah, they are a spectacular animal, and you know, a lot of people are just happy hearing them in the fall. You'll hear the elk bugle, and that sound carries for a long way. It's how the males communicate with the rest of the herd, and it's just one of the most spectacular sounds in all of nature, in my opinion.
So 25 elk were brought here from Michigan in 1995. What numbers do we have today?
Well, today we're looking at, we actually have two elk populations in Wisconsin, and that herd up in the original Clam Lake area we are projecting is going to be well over 200 animals this year. And then we have the second herd down in Jackson County, which we started just a few years ago. Those elk came out of Kentucky, and that population right now is at about 55 to 60 animals.
And so we have the Clam Lake herd, we have the other herd that is new elk from Kentucky, clearly partnerships with those states, but my understanding is that there are actually a lot of people and organizations involved in this effort.
Yeah, this whole project has really been, you know, I refer to it as a poster child of good partnership when everybody's got their mind set on one overall goal. And that goal was to bring a sustainable population of elk to Wisconsin. This is how things happen. And we have had great partners financially. One of the biggest of those has been the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, who are based out of Missoula, Montana. But we've also got, a couple of different tribes in Wisconsin, the Chippewa tribes in the north and the Ho-Chunk Nation down in the Black River area, the Forest Service, county forests, state forests, other hunting and conservation groups in the state. It's really been a great situation. Everybody, you know, all wants the same things. They've been putting money into this, and we made commitments when this, you know, the last attempt was made here to bring elk out of Kentucky, that effort would be funded completely by private dollars. There would be no state money going into that. And those organizations that I've mentioned have put over $500,000 into bringing elk to Wisconsin.
We're talking with Kevin Wallenfang right now. He's a deer and elk ecologist for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. And Kevin, what does it take to manage a herd? I mean, it seems to me that going from 25 to over 200 in a couple decades is a pretty big success story. What kind of management does that take?
Well, we feel it's a success story, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this that the general public normally doesn't see. A big part of it has been habitat work and just overall monitoring. You know, we know how these animals get by. We know what kills them. We know what helps them live. We know their birth rates and all kinds of things like that, and a lot of that is due to putting actual tracking collars on these animals. We've kind of evolved over the years with that as well, and we still use, it's called a VHF radio collar, and it actually requires you to go out. You've probably seen people do it or seen photographs of it with a little radio antenna in their hand or a big antenna on their truck, and they find the locations of all these animals. And then you can go in and you can analyze the type of habitat they're using or what they're eating or whatever it may be. And we've evolved now that we're actually putting GPS tracking collars on these things so that we get more readings on a daily basis. We can, you know, monitor them more tightly, and we can actually do that from a computer screen. We get computer mapping every single day and shows us exactly where these animals are. So doing that kind of work over the years has been very beneficial to us, and it's one of the things, of course, that leads into our opportunity to have a hunt, because we can anticipate the type of birth rates. We know how many, you know, we expect somewhere in the neighborhood of about 45 calves to be born into that herd this year, and that's all because we know those animals. You know, we know how many adult cows of breeding age and things like that that we have on the landscape. So that monitoring has been a real big part of it, but then also working with the habitat, trying to make it better so that those animals have more escape routes, more ability to evade predators, or better cover to drop a calf in, or whatever it may be.
Kevin, I think a lot of people might think, well, why have a hunt now? Why start this? Why not just let the herd continue to increase?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. You know, there was always intent to put these to have these animals provide a hunt someday. And, you know, this is the Department of Natural Resources, and we work to provide that hunting opportunity out there. But there are other things going on, and, you know, the monitoring that I was just talking about really helps us get a good picture of what's going on in those populations. And one of the things that obviously occurs when you have an elk reintroduction going on, you have more elk on the landscape, the more you have of anything out there, the more it requires management, the more it requires funding. One thing that is going to happen with this is that people will be required to either apply for a tag through the state drawing, or they can buy raffle tickets through one of those partners, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And all of that money is earmarked for elk management in Wisconsin. So as we continue to try to grow the population, continue the research and the management that we're doing out there on the ground, that hunt is going to help, you know, to fund all of that. But another big part of what is going on out there right now is that we actually have some extremely old elk in the state. We actually have one of the original cows that was brought in from Michigan is still alive, so she's at least 23 years old. But we have some very old bulls out on the landscape, and we have a very high bull-to-cow ratio. So if you know something about how elk, the breeding process takes place, they actually gather harems. And very few of the bulls actually participate in the rutting activity. So there's a surplus of bulls out there right now, and that's, you know, that's like any hunting season. You have a surplus, and you set very tight regulations so that some of that surplus can be taken out without doing any kind of detrimental harm to the population. So we're at that point where we can finally do that. We've got tribal partners involved who have been very patient over the years, waiting for their opportunity to hunt elk. It's a very big part of their culture. So there's kind of multiple things going on here. And but, you know, despite moving a small handful of animals from that population, we fully anticipate that someday we're going to get to our overall goal of 1,400 elk on the landscape up there.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Kevin Wallenfang, deer and elk ecologist for Wisconsin's DNR. He joined us to talk about the first ever elk hunt in Wisconsin, which is planned for this fall.